Glad that you're with us and you are listening to a conversation that I'm having with Dr. Terry Linhart as we're talking about the significance of seeing your blind spots so that you can reach your ministry potential. Title of the book is The Self-Aware Leader, Discovering Your Blind Spots to Reach Your Ministry Potential. Just before we move on with some of the insights that I'd love for our listening community to gain from our conversation, if you could let people know, Dr. Linhart, where they can get the book.
Oh, well, thank you very much for that, Carl. The easiest way to get the book is you can go to just terrylinhart.com/aware, and that'll take them right to an Amazon link, terrylinhart.com/aware. Or we have a lot of resources at theselfawareleader.org website. It's a page, and it'll have just a lot of things that are coming. We're going to do a couple of online workshops for people to work through it with me and to be able to work on some of the things. So, yeah, that's fantastic. And then I do have a podcast if you want to listen, 37thepodcast.com, and we're actually in the middle of a roundtable series about the book, so they can listen to myself and three leadership coaches talk about the book.
Awesome. And so, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to give you that information again at the close, but I wanted some of you to get that now so that just in case you cannot be with us right at the close, you have it before leaving. So, what are some of the other blind spots that we need to see, Dr. Linhart?
Well, one of the things, particularly in the youth ministry world, that I run across a lot is that our past affects our present. And you see this in ministry, that how people acted in high school is influencing how they acted in youth ministry. And I think then we can all relate to the ways that our past kind of shapes our future. And, you know, Moses at the burning bush was the one where his past was staring at him in that burning bush moment. You know, he was trying to hide out, and he had tried to lead the Hebrews earlier out, and no one followed him. And, you know, all of our past, God still wants to redeem and use for his purposes. And we can look at past relationships or wounds or failures or celebrations and overvalue them sometimes or let them pull us down, but really being able to say, okay, this is how I was in the past, this is how I learned to interact with others, and I can learn new ways sometimes. You know, I don't have to be afraid of these kind of people. I don't have to be drawn to this, to the side, or you know, this temptation along the way. I can take confident steps forward. And so I think that particularly in youth ministry, I see it with popularity. You know, youth workers, a lot of them either struggled or were very popular. It's usually one extreme or the other in high school, and that affects how they interact with teenagers today. So think of how often someone like a teacher or coach has defined us. I think God wants to sometimes create new definitions in our life.
Wow, I like that. And, you know, when you mention that, it reminded me of the times that I have heard people, whether I was listening to parents and they were addressing the way they raised the children or something else, they would say, "This is all I know." And they would decide not to learn anything else. And you're saying we can learn another way.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, we do. Even like as a writer, I work with a lot of authors who want to be published, and we've learned excuses, right? I only write well in the morning, or I only write well at night. Well, the reality is you can learn how to write well both times, you know, if you need to.
I love that. So what is another reality that we need to be aware of? Something else we need to see?
Well, I just was thinking here that people who have read the book, and I know we're drawing towards the end here, but there's a chapter on temptations, and it comes from my experience in the Kruger National Park in South Africa. And I was driving, and we were late, and I, like a lot of American men, as soon as we got to the gate, I get out of the car to walk around, stretch my legs, and act important and all that stuff. And this lady comes up to me from the guardhouse in her Tshwana accent, and she says, "Sir, you must get in the car. The lion, he will eat you." And I thought, oh, I am not in Indiana anymore. You know, I am here. And reality was, I was in an unsafe place at the time, but I didn't know it. And I think the big five at the Kruger, the lions and the leopards and others that are like temptations, that we can feel like we're doing really well, but lying next to the path along the way is going to be are going to be temptations that want to just drag us into the brush and devour us, and that happens occasionally in the wilds of the Kruger. And so I use that analogy to say there are some big five temptations, you know, to be prominent, to be in control, to be bitter, that just really want to wrap themselves around our lives and just keep us from living victoriously. And for a lot of people, just working through those in a very practical and, again, encouraging way, saying, hey, we all wrestle with this. And, you know, for me, I talk about shiny stuff, you know, materialism. The one-click button on Amazon is my undoing. You know, I love a new book and or whatever. I just got Chipper Jones' latest novel right here, speaking of Atlanta Braves, and anxious to read it, you know. And so I have to be careful of that, you know. What is it that turns our head? What is it that gets our attention? Those are the temptations that can pull us off the path.
And I tell you what, I appreciate you so much for making so clear how easily that can be done. Dr. Linhart, if you would, one more time, give people the information regarding how they can get the book and as well as your podcast and website.
Oh, Carl, you're very generous. Thank you. Yes, you can head to theselfawareleader.org, and I have a website there. You have with some links. There's a link to how to get the book, and the podcast is 37thepodcast.com.
Dr. Linhart, it has been rich. I appreciate you so much for speaking with us today and sharing with us the importance, the significance of recognizing those blind spots and encouraging us to be empowered to deal with them. The Self-Aware Leader, discovering your blind spots to reach your potential ministry, your ministry potential. Thank you so much again.
Oh, thank you, Carl. It's been a pleasure.
Great. Ladies and gentlemen, reach your ministry potential. Another great way to let some of life's best moments come through you. Till next time.